This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I am a girl.
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 I am a girl. And today, actually, one of those voices you just heard was a man. And we're going to see if that man can trick a ton of women into thinking he is, in fact, one of them. Let's get into it.
Yeah, you better.
All right, guys, so a little while back on this channel, we reacted to a woman who was trying to infiltrate a group of guys and trick them into thinking she was one of them. She failed miserably. They almost immediately got her out. And now we're gonna flip the script and watch the alternative, a man trying to trick a bunch of women into thinking that he is one of them. And we'll see how successful he is. Last time we really highlighted gender differences and we really viewed how difficult it is as a woman to put yourself within the male brain. Will it be as difficult for this man to do the same? We're gonna find out.
So I'm Claire, I'm from Huntington Beach, and I'm 24.
I'm Hania, I'm 26, and I'm from Inglewood.
I'm Sang, I'm 23, and I'm from Long Beach, California.
I'm Mia, I'm 19, and I'm from Pasadena, California.
I'm Celeste, I'm 19, and I'm from Culver City, California.
I'm Casey, I'm 18, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
My name is Natalie, but you can call me Nat. I am from Washington. I recently moved here for work, Yeah.
For the most part, my technique coming in was like,
what? How the hell? Where's my button for that? Where is my button? Doing that voice. That is actually a feat. Wow. Okay. Back into it.
A more masculine take on it, because if I was too girly, then it would be too obvious.
What's everyone wearing?
I'm in some sambas, black jeans, and like a light greenish top from Zara.
Okay. I'm wearing Levi's, a like bodysuit, and then dunks, and a little cardigan too.
I'm wearing like a purple skirt, like a white off the shoulder top kind of.
Let's go like, what's everyone's shoe size?
Ooh, I'm a size 10.
10?
Yeah, 10 in women's.
How tall
and
are you?
5'10".
Oh,
ooh, yeah, okay. So that makes sense.
I'm a short girly, I'm 4'11 without these heels on.
Whoa.
On a good day, I'm 5'4", though.
Okay, I gotta be honest. Right out of the gate, we're asking the wrong questions here. If you're just asking about outfits and shoes and things like that, I think for the most part, any man would be capable of masking that to some extent because they're kind of superficial answers. You need to get into the deeper, hard-hitting questions like, you know, what's your dynamic between your friends? Like, what's the hardest thing you struggle with as a woman? What's something you've had to face as a woman in life? I think those will be far more telling because as a man, who hasn't experienced those things, you kind of have to sort of implant your brain into the mind of a woman and try to figure out what that answer would be. But giving like, you know, shoes and outfits, I think would be pretty easy for a man to pull off, especially with that voice. Let me say that.
I'm wearing size 7.5. I think it's pretty average for girls, I guess. I'm like 5'3".
I'm a size five.
I'm 6', and I have a shoe size of 9, so.
I like how we all just started sharing our height.
Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's like your biggest insecurity?
Oh, there we go. Now that's a good question. Now we're getting the home runs, the hard hitters. I'm so curious to see what a man would say for a woman's answer. When I did this for the man one, and I pretended to be a man, I think I said something like, I have skinny calves, and you guys ripped me to shreds in the comments down below and said that was not a good answer as a man. But some men were in the comments saying, you know what, skinny calves lives is actually a pretty unique answer, and they would have believed it. So, I don't know. Let me know if you're a man watching right now. What would you say is your biggest insecurity when pretending to be a woman?
Hard-hitting. I was suspicious of Hania at first, just because she seemed to be asking a lot of the questions and having a large role in the discussion.
I got a big old forehead. I'm coming for everyone with a regular forehead because y'all sound like y'all got regular foreheads. Like, I'm getting regular forehead energy here.
Laughing was a big thing for me. They were laughing a ton, and I was trying to like, it just didn't work out. So yeah, I was trying my best.
That is so funny.
I think
funny.
The biggest thing for me is acne. I have it on my face and my back, and it's pretty bad, especially when I want to go to the beach. And so it can be pretty annoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Can I say slay? He's literally slaying these answers right now. That is slay. What is the difference though? Why is it so difficult for at least the woman that we saw in the last video to pretend to be a man and yet so easy? Maybe we're not getting to harder questions yet, and that's why. We'll see.
I have another question. What's your like usual go-to style?
For me, not. I think I would say like an urban, like comfy style. I'm not super fancy as a person, so. Yeah, I'd say urban comfy.
Whatever is currently in style, I try to stick to that.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I mean, I try to keep mine just like timeless, wearing timeless like pieces that keeping it timeless.
It's very practical.
I'm wearing a tank top right now, so it works out.
What did you guys want to be when like you were a little girl?
I really want.
These are not good questions, y'all. Put me in, coach. I would ask so much better. I'd be like, tell me about your experience with your first boyfriend and explain what he was like, what it was like dating him, how did it end, something like that. I feel like that might be a little difficult for a man to answer. What else? Like, what's a toxic trait that you have or something like that? You gotta get a little deeper. What's your relationship like with your mother? I don't know. These would be a little bit easier, I think, for men to be sifted out a bit. I
wanted to be a veterinarian.
Same, actually.
Really loved animals. I still love animals. I was a horse girl.
I can relate to that. Actually, I have horses back in Washington. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
One of them's name is Scooby-Doo. It's great.
Scooby-Doo!
Yeah.
I love
He's
that.
Adorable.
I assembled like a speech for certain questions, but there were certain questions that were just completely off what they were like off the page. Like the horses thing. I just jumped in as soon as I could. I'm like, yeah, I have horses. I don't have horses.
For me, I've always wanted to be like a singer, songwriter. So.
Nat has got his PhD in feminine studies. What is going on? He's killing it. He's killing it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Can you sing? So I'm assuming you can sing.
Yeah, I do. I write my own songs and I like release them.
Okay, so we're gonna be like your first fan.
Yeah. Show us after.
Yeah, support. For sure. That'd be awesome.
Casey's voice is kind of high. So it did make me a little suspect. I'm like, she kind of sounds like a princess from a Disney movie. And that doesn't just happen. I wanted to be an obstetrician gynecologist.
Oh, okay.
And then I got to UCLA and took chemistry. And I was like, oh, we gonna switch that around to something else.
Were you pre-med?
Yeah, I was like biochem. I was like, oh, absolutely not. I'm a stand-up comedian now, though. I don't know. That's completely different than where we started.
It was almost. That's so interesting. I would definitely be voting this person out. I don't know. Something about the answers are giving male energy, like saying you want to be an obstetrician, even though your girl wanted to be a midwife. But I would just be like, oh, it's kind of such a feminine answer that I would feel like you're putting it together in order to like put on a little bit of a ruse. And then it went to stand-up comedy, which is something I typically attribute more to masculinity and like the male nature. So maybe this is the person that I'd be voting out in the first round. Yeah, I think so.
Almost like when you know somebody's lying because they explain too much, that's what it was like. Okay, she planned this script out pretty well, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah. Did you guys go to school, like college or anything?
Yeah, so I went to UCI, Irvine.
Oh.
I graduated from like a small little school in Boston. It's called LaSalle, but it's not really well known. But yeah, so I was over there for 4 years and then this is like my first full year being back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Time. Oh.
Hey, do you think I'm gonna win this episode? Be sure.
Wait.
Hey, do you think I'm gonna win this episode? Be sure to like and subscribe, and let's get back to the video.
Dude, insane. Yeah, I'm voting her out too. Okay, wow.
Oh,
oh
okay.
Gosh.
We don't trust each other.
Already?
We will just move on to round two with all of you.
I have the first question.
Okay. Okay.
What was you guys' first period like?
I was just going to ask that.
This is unbelievable. I've been outgirled. I've been outgirled officially. Not only is he coming in here and answering these answers really well as a woman, he's actually doing what I requested, which is asking more feminine questions than the other girls around him. That wild. Wild.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we got to get down to the nitty gritty now.
For me, I knew what was going on because I read like the American Girl doll books and everything. Yeah, for me, it was over the summer before ninth grade and I was getting ready to go to track practice. And then it just happened and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm a woman now. Yeah. I was kind of behind everybody else, so I knew it was going to come soon. So I was kind of ready for it.
I was in the sixth grade bathroom and I was freaking out and my friends were outside. So when I got home, I told my mom. And she's just like shoved me a pad and said, hey, try that, like put this on. And then here, I don't know, it's like maybe it's an Asian thing. She just never talked to me about it.
I think I was in seventh grade, I'm pretty sure. I was at home and I like went to the bathroom and I saw that there was blood and I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to call my mom for some reason. So I called my cousin. I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, help me.
And you never had the talk or anything either?
I did, which was like the funny part. Oh, okay. Like, I don't know. And then I eventually told my mom like after her, but yeah.
This is so genius because he presented the question. Now he gets to like aggregate all the answers of the women and then spit his answer out back to them. Oh my gosh. This man is the final boss.
My cousin was the first one that knew, so.
I was in seventh grade math class and it was super awkward. I was basically sitting at my desk. I felt a really weird like sensation below my stomach. And I was really confused because they were talking about interesting stuff in health class before that point. But eventually I just ran to the bathroom because I just didn't feel good.
Okay, there's no way one of you isn't a girl. That's crazy.
I had no idea about anything involving periods or anything like that, so I just went with it.
Dude. Name something really specific that only a girl would get. Like specific, don't just say pad.
I have really insane cramps, so I have Midol on me at all times.
Okay, that's specific, Midol.
At all times, I have to have it.
How do you know how do you know when your period's coming?
I have really, really bad lower back pains, and I'm like in pain for like 2 days before, and I always get the same pimple around my lip area.
Oh, same,
like,
I get
right
on my
before
cheek.
My period.
I don't even know like exactly what I would answer for this. I guess Midol's a good answer. You could say like, I have a heating pad that I use all the time because, you know, that time of the month tends to be really bad for me or something like that. I don't know of any other like period specific products. That would be a tough one for me to even answer, let alone a man. Wow.
Is anyone irregular?
Well, I started birth control and like it's really screwed me up. Like I started the Nexplanon, so that's something another girl might
specific.
Everyone know.
Yes, specific.
Has anybody had any like scary experiences that they associate with being a woman?
Oh
like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
100%. Yeah. It's really disgusting kind of what happens when you're just existing as a woman. One time at a college party, a guy talked to me for like 2 seconds, and then the next day I found out that he was telling everyone that I slept with him.
What? Oh.
You say yes as a woman, you're a whore. You say no as a woman, you're a prude. Mm-hmm. If you're somewhere in between, people still find a way to hate you.
Yeah. So. Preach to them.
Yeah.
So true.
I would say like the hypervigilance required to like go places by yourself.
Yeah.
And the little things we do that I don't know if everyone knows we do. Like, oh, let me just pretend that I'm playing music in my ears. Right. Ain't no music playing.
Let me just go on the weather.
Let me just look down on my phone. Ain't nobody even telling me. The screen be black. It becomes normal, but it really shouldn't have to be a normal to always have to feel like you have to protect yourself like a force field.
Do you guys know anyone or like if you want to share like that has experienced sexual assault?
I'll volunteer myself. I've came so far to be able to volunteer myself publicly, and I'm proud of myself. I've experienced sexual assault, and I think it does have a very, like, it hawks your growth as far as what you feel you should be mentally as a woman. But there's a lot of emotional and spiritual things that you have to do in order to fully evolve to even volunteer yourself as Tribune to say that, acknowledge that.
Interesting that the general sentiment shared amongst, I think, a ton of women is a general fear for one's safety, or at the very least, a tendency to be sort of hyper-vigilant, as they described, when you're out and about, especially when you're alone. alone. I would say I fall more on the like hypervigilant side of the spectrum. I will always scan a room and make sure I feel like I'm in a safe place and doing the right thing at the right time. I don't know if that's distinctly because I'm a woman, so I'm curious to hear from other women who are watching this right now. Do you feel that sense of hypervigilance, or do you feel a constant fear for your safety when you are out alone? And for men, is this something that totally goes unacknowledged for you? Do you not generally put yourself in a position of safety at all times? Are you totally fine just going out alone by yourself and not really hypervigilant in that sense? I want to distinguish where the differences are in there. I will say that as a woman, you know, going out alone, it's not atypical to get a ton of male attention and sometimes a ton of unwanted male attention. So I can sense why, you know, a woman would be worried about being alone, or at least being in the wrong place alone. But as a general safety measure, it's probably good to always keep an eye out, regardless of who you are.
The word survivor also is kind of like iffy for me, because I feel like, I survived that. Like, you know, like it's almost like I'm pitying myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Like survivor and like, I don't even know. Like, it's just weird.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
It's any word that feels comfortable to you.
So he didn't really give any answers during that one, which is, you know, that makes sense. If somebody asks you whether or not you've been sexually assaulted, I'd probably bet even if you were a mole, you wouldn't want to like play that up or create some sort of lie surrounding the situation. And it seems like with the time of the month products, he was just, he was outmatched on that question. Ooh.
I made it past one round. That's what I came in here to do today. I'm actually happy that I was the first one voted out. So, yeah.
Okay, to go a little bit deeper, because I need to figure out who the mole is.
Yeah, go deep. How do you guys feel?
Wow. Okay, so I believe, just like the woman in the last Odd Man Out, he got out in the second round. So pretty quick at, you know, getting people out and removing the mole. I wonder, though, I feel like there may be a difference in how long these women continue to play the game. The men got the mole out and said, you know what, I'm done playing the game. I'm pretty confident we got this girl out of the situation. How far will the women go before they say, we're pretty confident We've gotten the mole out?
About abortion.
Oh, you get deep.
For me, I'm pro-choice. I believe everyone has the decision to do whatever they want with their body. And within pro-choice also exists pro-life, if you believe that you are pro-life for yourself.
I feel like I would probably be pro-life for myself, just because I don't know. It's scary to go through just a medical procedure.
If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. If you do want to get an abortion, like, you do. Like, it's fine. Like, that's the whole point of pro-choice, I feel like.
And the government shouldn't be the ones deciding. So.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's, like a good, like, role model that you have, like a woman role model
that's
in your
really
life?
That's good.
Good question.
I don't want to be cliche, but I'm going to have to say my mother.
Get it.
Oh, y'all thinking that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she blows my mind. It truly flabbergasts me. The things that moms do, and they make it seem like it's slight work.
My go-to person is my dad. Like, he is everything to me, and he has taught me what it is to be an upstanding person, society.
That is so sweet. Shout out to the moms, shout out to the pops, shout out to the grandparents, awesome role models. It's so cool to like have a child and have them later on in their life in their adulthood say this about you. That is very, very cool.
Respect everyone, so I just, yeah.
Okay, who's out? Another tie? Oh no, she's gone.
If you wanna keep playing because you think the mole is in the box, raise your hand. One, two, three.
Okay, I'm suspicious.
So interesting. Of course, this is a small sample size of women versus men, but it's interesting how decisive the men were. They're like, they're out, we're done playing. We don't need to do this anymore. And the women are like, oh, just to be sure, we're going to do a few more rounds. And it's the juxtaposition of risk taker versus wanting to like nurture and be sure and make sure that everything is in the proper position before we move forward.
It's just somebody.
Okay, go
and
for
I
it.
Have a reason. Hania?
What's up?
So you were quiet during the abortion topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, and like, you've been kind of really talkative recently. So like, that kind of like red flagged me a little bit.
Oh, let me fix that up for you.
So.
I mentioned that I am a survivor of assault. So abortion usually gets me really choked up. I feel like it's my body and it's my choice. So the whole conversation, when I debate about it, it does get me a little triggered. So I usually refrain from heavily like impactful, like my opinion of what I have to say about it.
That's understandable.
But I ain't mad at you though, girl.
Okay, green flag.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, Casey, were you the songwriter?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I ask you something, Casey?
Yes.
What is the metal U-shaped thing in your bra? Do you know what that's called?
I don't know.
Metal U-shaped thing in your bra. Does she mean the wire? The wire underneath the bra? Okay. Making sure I know that.
That's called. I do not.
The underwire?
Yeah, the underwire in your
bra.
Oh,
the underwire. I thought you meant something else, because that's like on both cups.
What's something that like you wish you didn't experience as a woman, or like?
I'm gonna go boob sweat.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, that's so real.
Yep.
So yeah. Real.
Something I wish I didn't experience as a woman. I don't know. Honestly, don't know. It's pretty chill. It's pretty chill being a woman. I don't know what I would change about it. Really, all that much. I'm chilling.
Oh, mustache sweat.
When Hania asked the question about underwire on the bra, I didn't know the answer, so I was like, okay, they're gonna vote me out.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna count to three, and if you wanna keep playing because you think the mole is still in the box, you will raise your hand.
I got it.
The box turns red, the mole is still in the box, and they win the cash prize for themselves. If the box turns green, you four have correctly voted out the mole, and we'll share the cash prize. One.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Wow.
It's a weird experience, what? But no. It starts up here, it's cool. It goes 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
Nat looks like he was in like High School Musical or something, like Camp Rock. So
what?
When I opened my eyes and saw Zac Efron, I was like, okay. You got me. Like, I really feel like I've been bamboozled.
I do a YouTube channel, and so I used to do, like, Omegle content, and then I went to, like, some gaming stuff, and so, yeah, that's what I do for
me. That's really...
Whoa! No. I am flabbergasted.
Wait,
no,
didn't you ask a period question?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly what we're teaching.
Being 6'4", I felt like I was already out of my element, so I had to, like, go in there and try to be somebody that I'm not.
I was scared coming into this because I didn't want to fall into stereotypes, because I know I don't want people to stereotype me. I don't want, like, no one wants that. No one wants to be assumed.
Stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason. It's typically because these are things that we generally recognize, especially when it comes to gender differences. And you kind of do have to, not as a woman, you don't have to play on those stereotypes, but if they are true, then there's no reason to deny that you fall under the stereotype. He crushed it, I'm gonna be honest. I think the only reason that he was actually eliminated is for lack of answering. And even if I'd probably just tried to like spit out an answer, although he couldn't have done so on the essay question, but even if he had tried, I feel like he would have made it a little bit further, because none of his female answers actually brought about any red flags for me. Even seeing him directly as a man giving those answers, I was still like, oh, you know what? That would have convinced me in the moment. This was much more difficult, I think, than the woman pretending to be a man. Now, what that says about the gender differences, I don't know. It could be all about the line of questioning, although it did get a little bit more serious as time goes on. But I think just as hard as it is for a woman to pretend to be a man, it's really difficult for a man to pretend to be a woman. And that's why we are different. That's why we are the two sexes, and we have these biological things that really set us apart from one another. And it can be really difficult to emulate when you are not a part of that sex naturally. So this highlighted it even more. They both got out within the second round, and here we are at the end of it. If you're a man, tell me how you would answer these questions down below when pretending to be a woman. And if you're a woman, analyze this guy's responses and see if you had any red flags or if you would have voted him out. I'd be curious to hear from you guys down below. And with that, if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.